les interviews de Radio Esperanza. Bonsoir, bonsoir et bienvenue dans le studio de Radio Esperanza. On est en live avec Proto. Je n'ai jamais su. I didn't know how to say Potoje. Yeah, I know that everyone told me, oh, no, it's Potoje. No, it's Potoje.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was right.
Yeah, man.
I discovered your songs about 1 year ago.
Okay.
In a little much more in a summer jam in Cologne.
Oh, sweet. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a very, very great show.
Which one did you prefer, summer jam or today?
It's not very much the same people, okay, in the public, but it's right at both of sides.
Right.
Yeah. But so you were on my iPod, you know, since this time,
yeah.
And
it's
very, very good. In the beginning, I was listening the 7 year itch.
Right.
I was thinking it was 7 years. It was 7 years you were playing music, but no, it's not like that. But you know, 7 years each, 8 years affair. Yeah. I believe next time it's 9 years or something.
No, I'm finished with the year stuff. It's done.
So you are playing. You were playing in this band Potoje since 2 years. It's like is that right?
No. Well, my name is Protege.
Yeah.
The band is Protege and Indignation. We've been playing for 4 years together. I've been about 8 years doing music, but really only 4.5 years since my stuff started to come out.
Begin to eat with that. Yeah.
Well, 2010, my first album came out, so I guess you can really start it from there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Can you tell about these titles from the album 7 year each and now 8 years affair? Why these titles?
Why these name?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, because it took me 7 years to put my first album out. You were right again. That's why I named it that. And the 8 year affair now is once after the 7 year itch, you know, comes the affair. 7 year itch is something that they say married men get after 7 years.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So the 8 year affair is just the, you know, what happens when I got into the music. So it's a different angle.
Okay. And what is there a little evolution between these two albums?
Yeah, definitely. The second one is more hardcore, it's more heavy, it's more roots driven, it's you know, and then the messages are more, to me, more potent. It's more about what's going on outwardly, and my first album was more about me, you know.
And what about your producer Duncan Leon? Did you choose him? If he asked about you, or is just a good meeting?
Yeah, well, I mean, I always wanted to work with him because he's a great producer.
Yeah.
And he came to one of my shows and saw the whole thing and heard some songs and wanted to record them, and we just started to work.
Okay.
And, you know, we did 2 albums together.
Two very good albums.
Give thanks.
Very good, man.
Yeah, man.
First song I very remember, it's Love with a Western Man.
Yeah.
Can you
Rasta Love?
Rasta Love, yeah, is the real name of the song. It's a real success song.
Right. Yeah, it did real good.
And what about your collaboration with Kimani Marley on this song?
Yeah, well, that kind of opened a lot of doors for me because, you know, Kim. Once I did the song with him, it was kind of big and a lot of people heard it. And so it really changed my career. I really let people in the world know my music and then know my other songs also. So it was a big change for me. I give thanks to Kimani for doing that song with me and giving me the opportunity to spread my music wide. And song did really good for him too, so both of us, you know, it worked out.
Yeah. Maybe somewhere we got a song of the show or of the album. Yeah. Which one did you choose, one song or I choose one song from the new album, 8 Years Affair?
You want to choose one?
If I choose one, it's a Who Dem A Program.
Oh yeah? Okay. Do your thing, man.
If we got the song, I don't know. Maybe I can ask a little more question before. When I hear, this is not a marijuana song.
Right.
It's a little ironic.
Yeah.
You talk about, even you don't talk about marijuana, you talk to people who smoking marijuana. Yeah. Do you like humor in music? Do you like fun in music?
Yeah, of course. You have to have fun. If you don't have fun, then, you know, why are you doing it? I mean, even if the message is serious, you still have to find a way to get it across to people without being preachy. So when you have fun, your heart is open and wide and you're ready to hear stuff. It's like if you're teaching a child something, you know, it's better to let them enjoy it and they'll grasp it better.
Yeah. Are we all right for the music? here we go.
Like live stream, and the skunk purple like Ribena me. Them a dream like Arlene, more kingdom boy, they a queen like Arlene. Hey, nobody tell me, say me can 5, 6, 7, 8, chopping on me part. Hey, warrior in a me heart, philosophic in a mind, I deliver you the art. Who them a program? I me say, who them a young guy? Who them a program? In pharmacy down on a spy, who the who them a program? I me say, who miss a Babylon of them I ban? A who them a program? Who in pharmacy down on a spy? Say me now watch no face, make it do what it do. From the first time when nomads a po. Cause them no want to see you in the cope, I go throw. Them we call Babylon and stay a trooper for you. Then them come with them warrant, kick off door and run in a you apartment. Ooh, yeah. The fire was go stalling, ja when them falling, can't say we never want them, no. Hey, cause them power couldn't reel, try all them want and them couldn't crack a seal. Hey, who not hear them, I go feel, I see and me shield, so they couldn't stop a meal. Who them a program? I me say, who them a young girl of them I ban? Who them a program? Who in pharmacy down on a spy ban? I could a who them a program? I me say, who miss a Babylon of them I ban? A who them a program? Who in pharmacy down on a spy ban? Watch a sprinter, man a run marathon, madder than, wanna than, with him where he proper pan, rapper pam. Them no badder than, papa son, beetroot, carrot, be packing at the caravan, travel plan, see you moving with a paragon. Confident, no confuse it with no arrogance. Rasta man, no confuse it with no barakan, paracan, shasha money, a where we have the land. Hey, feel me words, them not go mute. See what them do, and that really never suit me. Hey, them not even know the root. Africa, free Africans, I deliver you the truth. Who them a program? I me say, who them a young girl of them I ban? Who them a program? Who in pharmacy down on a spy ban? I could a who them a program? I me say, who miss a Babylon of them I ban? Who them a program? Who in pharmacy don't understand?
Yeah.
So yeah. We hear that you are an engaged artist. You're engaged. You're very involved. Involved in the music, in militant. Artist.
Well, yeah, but militants, you know, all right, we're seeing messages that are viewed as militant, but at the end of the day, you know, my thing is really about love still. Like, I always trying to say that, even if we're talking about injustice, we don't believe that war can solve things. You understand? We're militant, we're serious, but we don't believe that the raising of arms and bloodshed shall solve things, because that only, you know, bring more evil and more things to the world. So it's with a militancy, but we're using love to conquer all evil and all injustice. And we try to live that way, and we try to perform and give that energy off, so people can see it and be like, oh, that looks like a really good energy, and they can leave the show and feel a little more open to certain things. And that's what we try to do with the music.
Yeah. So you talk about the show. How do you feel the show tonight?
Man, I'm buzzing off this show still. I'm buzzing. I can hardly stay still. Like, I got so much energy from the crowd. It's unbelievable, because I know it's not a reggae festival where they all know my stuff, like Summer Jam or whatever. But still, it was like I performed here last week and they knew the stuff and I came back again. It was crazy. I didn't expect it, but I'm thankful, and I really give thanks, and hopefully I can come back here soon.
Yeah, I can tell you, I was in the middle of the public and I was singing.
Yeah.
Of course, and every time people talking to me and tell, I don't know that, but it's very good.
Yeah.
I'm gonna buy the album. Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. So it was great, man. Give thanks, and give thanks to Esperanza for, you know, taking the chance and bringing me here to play music for people. Yeah.
I hear about a speech you do during the celebration of independence of Jamaica.
Yeah.
You talk about the independence.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And you say it's not a real independence. It's not like that very much.
Because it's not. I mean, we were just talking about this the other day. It's like, you say you're independent, but yet, you know, the government has to take answers from other governments and borrow money from them and take loans, and once you're indebted to somebody, they control what you do, right? So we see that lots of stuff that's happening in Jamaica now, it's not best for Jamaica, but it's best for other countries that run the stuff, you understand, run the whole system. So you know, I mean, I like to speak up on that, because I don't want us to get lost in the celebrations of being independent and then say they're spending $100 million this year, next week in Jamaica for celebrations, and we don't have $100 million to be partying, you know. We need to use that money to develop infrastructure. So, but I mean, we can just spread the music and hopefully the people see the things, but end of the day, governments are going to do what governments do, you know, and we just try to put another voice out there to people.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, give thanks.
Mm. And maybe you have a question, or I can... You talk a lot about other artists in your music. Is it to share something? Is it to make an homage?
Yeah.
To share?
Yeah, for sure. I always like to do that, because lots of people may not know. Like, say, when I say live in Aina, like Mr. Kamosi, there's enough youths in Jamaica that never heard of Aina Kamosi before. They never heard one song that he's done. Maybe Here Comes the Hot Stepper, but I mean, they don't know the real
famous, because
roots was, thing, right? Yeah. But so we do that. Or even when I say Papa Sana, even my peers, when I call my peers' names, it makes people go check it out. Mm. And that's what I try to do, and like put my influences out there so that my generation can know what inspired me and know history. I love history, so.
It was my next question. What is your influence? What artist are you?
So many.
I see on your site Buju Benton and Ini Kamoze.
Yeah, Buju, Ini Kamoze for sure. Black Uhuru, Sly and Robbie, the whole era. Bob Marley, of course. Peter Tosh. So many. Even the dancehall people, same way. Bounty Killer, Beanie Man. Everybody. But if I had to, you know, really narrow it down, it's basically Ini Kamoze is a huge influence. Mm. Black Uhuru, Hugh Mandel, you know?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
And how do you see the evolution of your music during the in the future? I say 5 years, 10 years.
No. I don't think that far ahead.
No?
10 years. Hopefully I'm still here 10 years doing music, but I mean, I just take it as it comes, and I, as I grow, the music will grow. Cause I'm playing the music different now than I did a month ago when I just got on the road. It's different, and you just have to be open to change, just change and go with what happens.
Yeah,
and I love all type of music. You know, it's not just reggae. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, maybe you will play some other music than reggae music after. You will like that.
Reggae music is at the heart and core of it, because like today we've played songs that weren't really what you'd call reggae, like traditional, but it has a mix of rock, because I love rock and roll, I love dub music, you know, I love hip-hop, so we try to play the music, like if you listen to the set today, there'll be some that was more rock, some was more hip-hop, some was more reggae, but reggae is at the core of it, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. The
it sprinkles all over
the
it.
Art.
Yeah, because it's natural for me. Once I open my mouth with my Jamaican accent, it's going to be, Yeah, man.
So we're going to close that. Maybe you can, for the last song of this interview, we're going to close by with a song. Maybe you can choose it.
Hail Rastafari. Play that one off the new album, The Eight-Year Affair, if you can. He looks stressed out over there.
So, I have a last question. Why do you wearing a condom on your head? No, it's a funny question. You don't have to. You don't have to respond.
I won't answer.
Okay, here we go with the last song. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being with us and so good with us.
Blessed love, Rastafari, live and reign.
Thank you, man.
Bless you.
To my mind when I hail Rastafari, knowing his eyes are an eye, Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry, these are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I. I said he give it and he take it away, understanding nothing is belonging to me. Earth will provide you with the necessity. We say simplicity is what we use in these days. And Rastafari prophesied there would be wars, many possessions would be lost. What you live is what you leave with some. Hold it close, it's the only thing that's yours. Cause every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari, knowing his eyes are an eye, Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry, these are the times when I hail Rastafari, knowing that Jah will provide for I.
cannot walk away. Hearts of the lion is telling us not to stay far. Cause when it all passes away, to abide in your presence is the only thing I pray for. Cause it is beautiful to know storms all around and you safely guide the way home. Yes, you're lightening my load. Keep me right there on the straight road. Every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari. Knowing his eyes are an eye, Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry, these are the times when I hail Rastafari. Knowing that Jah will provide for I. Oh, highly love I, you never forget. Highly bless I, don't you ever forget. Highly love I, don't you ever forget. Highly bless I, don't you ever forget. Every morning I rise, peace to my mind when I hail Rastafari. Knowing his eyes are an eye, Jah be my guide, I reside with the Most High. Even in a drought I no cry, these are the times when I hail Rastafari. Knowing that Jah will provide for I. Highly is the power and the knowledge and the key. One, two, three, the Holy Trinity, hey.